Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the show. One of the first episodes coming out. I hope you guys are loving the podcast so far. It's been really cool and really fun to be able to do this solo episodes. So we are going to have some guests coming up this month. Three technically. We have a trio episode coming out with myself and two other women. And then we have another guest episode coming out either end of January or beginning of February, where we're going to dive into human design. We're going to dive into overcoming some adversity in your life, how we get out of it. We actually went all over in that episode, which you guys will hear coming up very soon. We go into TikTok, we go into Instagram, we go into lots of things. Crazy things come out when you're recording in person with friends and with other individuals. That those are some of my favorite episodes to do, because you don't really know what you're going to get. Yes, I have an outline. I have specific questions. We have like an end goal for the podcast, but we are most likely going to have to record multiple episodes with these two women because we just have so much to cover. So that's what's to expect coming up for January and February. Hoping you're having a beautiful start to 2024, or no matter when you're listening to this episode or when you find this show. All of the things that I'm going to talk about are applicable to really any season of life, no matter what month or time period or season or what year you're listening to this in, you can apply it really anywhere. So today we're diving into From Chaos to Clarity, the power of taking action. You may wanted to lean in, and clarity may have been part of your intentions or focus for 2024. I know it was part of mine. Embodiment is really my number one main focus and intention for coming into this next year. However, clarity has always been one of the top things that I'm seeking and striving, because from clarity, you feel so much more aligned in whatever avenue of your life that you're going in, whatever direction that you're going in. And you can really start to take even more action for more clarity. It's like a cycle, right? From taking action, you're going to gain more clarity. And from gaining more clarity, you're going to be able to take more action, because now you're going to have a little bit more structure and outline and end vision, whatever that looks like. And I'm not saying these things can't change, and this is what we're going to dive into in this episode today, but really allowing yourself to take action, gain the clarity, and continue to take action. It's a beautiful place to be. I know when I get in this energy, this energetic of action taking, discovering the clarity, taking more action, I feel like I'm on fire. I don't know if you can relate to that, because there is nothing more frustrating. I mean, there's a lot of things that are frustrating. However, when it comes to my business and really getting clear and taking action, there really isn't anything more frustrating than just sitting in just like a bunch of shit of scheduling, ideas, things that are just floating around in your brain, in your physical space, wherever it might be. It might be a combination of all, which usually if we're very cluttered or feeling bogged down or foggy in our physical space, it'll transfer into our emotional, mental, and vice versa, right? So if we can clear all of the clutter, that's when we really start to get focused and how we can take more action from that clarity. I love to operate from a list. I have multiple ongoing Google folders with people who work with me and my team and coaches and mentors that I work with, that these are the actionable things that I need to take the next steps on. And that comes from getting clarity with support that I have in my life, or sifting through my own shit in order to figure out what my next move is. Because you guys, I love to like lay around and have lazy days, and I'm very intentional about those. But sometimes I can find myself getting in a bit of a slump where I'm like, that can be more days than not. And then I just end up feeling really foggy and I don't know what to do next. And that's where a lot of blockages can come in, especially creatively, if we are constantly in and out of this energy, this cluttery, foggy energy, and you're like, I just don't know what my next step is. And then you get overwhelmed by not knowing where to start or have too many starting points that you're like, well, I have this big end goal or this vision that I want, but there's about 100 steps before that that I have to take or that you get to take, but you don't know, or I don't know where to start. So I'm just going to do none of them. And then that cycle can last and continue for however long that you allow it to last and continue for. And that's really what I wanted to dive into today and talk about how taking action can really allow you to step into more of a clear energy space to actually see some traction in what it is that you want, right? So with that being said, you don't necessarily have to have this big audacious dream or goal or vision. You might just want to be able to get through this next week and not lose your shit, right? But in order to do so, you have to have some kind of like loose structure, any kind of structure to give you some guidance on what you got to do. And for me, this starts on the weekend or starts the night before, depending on how you structure your schedule. This is like a little bonus. This isn't even on my list, but you really want to get intentional about how you're structuring and setting up your days and your weeks, because if not, it can lead you to just like, maybe I'll do this and maybe I'll do that. And some days that's absolutely fine. I love those days where it's very free and flowy. But again, like I was saying, if those days start to bleed into one another, that it's one day, 3 days, 5 days, 2 weeks, now it's a month where you're just kind of like, I don't know, just going through the motions, that can lead to a lot of mental fogginess, or like I'll actually find myself getting down on myself and starting that negative spiral. And that starts to seep out into other areas of my life where it ain't welcome. You know, I don't want that to start seeping through into my relationship because I can't get my shit together. I don't want that to start seeping into my parenting or into my business because I don't have a clear path. And even if you don't have that structure, you gotta make a move on something. Because clarity through experience, all you gotta do is try something. So whether it's in the gym or in your business, like if you're working on a fitness or wellness related goal or focus or intention, show up to the gym, take a walk, and then give yourself the feedback from it. Like, how was the time of day for you? Did you find yourself having more energy, less energy? Are you more tired? Are you less tired? Did it feel good for your body to move that way? And this isn't just a free pass to be like, I showed up to the gym today and I really wasn't feeling it just because, you know, you're tired and you didn't feel like being there and you wanted to go binge Netflix. You know, you got to call yourself on your own shit sometimes. I have been there. I have to put myself in check. I'm like, okay, am I really allowing myself to sink back into just like, oh no, girl, you deserve a little treat. Like, go do this thing instead of actually showing up for what I want. I don't know if you can relate to that, but if you can, I feel you. Clarity is going to come from taking a tiny action step, creating a small experience for yourself, because what comes from that is an answer. Whether you like the answer or not, or whether it's quote unquote good or bad, nothing's ever good or bad, it just is. But you're gonna get some form of feedback to know if this thing is working for you and to continue to go down that path, or if it's not, and you get to decide to try something else or pivot, like a lot of us like to say in this world of personal development, right? Or if there really is a pivot that you need to take, or if you're going to start moving in another direction, maybe you're going to try a different workout, or maybe you're going to try a different time of day, if that, which hopefully moving your body is on your list of things that kind of keep your mental and physical body in check. I truly believe it should be a part of everyone's routine or life structure in one way or another, even if it's just walking around your house and getting some steps in. Like, it really does help move energy in your body. If you are feeling stuck and stagnant and starting to feel that fogginess in and out in your brain, in your body, in your external space, try moving a little bit. It doesn't mean you need to go do a 3-hour workout in the gym. I'm just saying, get up and move your dang body, because you're going to start now moving that energy through your body, out of your body, to start channeling it in different areas of your life. So take an action step, look at your schedule, look at how your life is structured, and just make a move on something. And because if you're anything like me, if you are a recovering perfectionist or have previous perfectionist tendencies, like I like to say, like, I'm not a perfectionist, right? But I have tendencies of being a perfectionist and I work on them daily. And if you're like, well, I'm starting this business or I'm launching this thing, okay, great. Take one step forward. Make one move. offer one thing, hire one coach or book a call with somebody and dip a toe and see how it feels. Because otherwise you're just going to be sitting in the unknowingness of like, oh, well, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. What are people going to think? Just make the move. Because honestly, nobody is really watching you that closely. Nobody really cares that much. I'm sorry if that's like a blow to your to yourself right now, because sometimes it feels like that. If you're listening to this and you are in a lower vibration or a lower energy right now, you might be hearing this and you're just given like a big middle finger to the audio that you're listening to. Maybe you're driving in your car and you're like, yeah, that's great for everyone else, but it's not going to work for me. I have been there. I have turned on podcasts and I'm like, that's great for them, but it doesn't work for me where I'm at right now. Right? Just because my energy was lower, I was feeling like a low vibration. And then guess what? I get up, I move my body, I take a step in order to get closer to one thing that I'm focusing on. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, now I can go back and re-listen to that from a completely different headspace. So if that's you, continue listening. I would love you to continue listening. Or maybe you need a little reset. Maybe you need a little movement. You're going to come back and retune in. And you're like, yeah, okay, now I can see where this is coming from, right? Like, it really just depends on what energetic that you're coming from tuning in right now. But I promise you, if you make a move, you are going to get feedback from whatever that move is, self-feedback just for you, to be able to drop in and figure out, did this feel good? Is this the direction that I want to go? And if it's a yes or a no or a maybe, you get to then have the discernment of what your next step is going to be, whether it's in the same direction or a different direction, or you need to pause for a second and reassess. That is all your own choice, but I promise you, if you can make a move, come back and get the feedback and figure out if this is in alignment for you, you're going to continue on this path. And don't let yourself get discouraged if it was a no for you in that moment. Beautiful. If you're getting a no, you're one step closer to getting to where you want to be. You just got to figure out what that is. Keep taking action. And I promise you are going to feel 100% better that you're out there making freaking moves. I promise you, like when I'm stuck in my business and I'm just like, right? All I have to do is make some moves. And if I decide to start working on this has happened multiple times. If I decide to start working on a project, let's say I'm launching a program or a class or a mastermind or whatever it is, or even a retreat. I've done this in the retreat space where I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna keep moving forward on this. And then I'll take one step and I'm like, you know what? This is not feeling good anymore. Not because it's quote unquote hard, or not because it's whatever reason. There's nothing left in me that has the energy to give towards this thing that I was working on, because there's multiple reasons. And a lot of those are personal to me, but sometimes it's a new idea or a new thing that comes into my mind where I'm like, this is the thing. I was going to offer a digital product that was specifically around something. And I sat with it for like over a month, 2 months. I'm like, yes, I'm gonna work on this product. I'm gonna get it out. And every time I went to sit down, action, I sit down to work on this thing, and I'm like, something is not connecting for me with this specific product, the specific teaching that I'm working on. It's not converting for me. There's not like that spark within where I'm like, yes, this is the message that I want to bring across. I'm so excited. So what did I do? I sat with it. I dove in to work on it. And I'm like, nope, this isn't it. Action step number one. Action step number two, I brought it to my coach that I'm working with. I'm like, here's what I'm going through with this thing. I didn't just let it fester and sit within and be like, yeah, everything's great, I'm working on it. No, I brought it into the space. I'm like, here's my sticking points around this. It's not feeling like it lines up with where I want to go. It's not lighting me up. This isn't the message that I want to bring to my community. We workshopped it. We came up with a different angle and some other teaching tools and modalities in the specific product line, this digital product that I'm offering. And I'm like, this is it. So then when I went in to work on it later that day, I'm like, yes, this is the direction that I need to go. But I wouldn't have come to that conclusion if I just kept sitting there and I'm like, man, this doesn't really feel good. I'm not going to work on it right now because it's just not feeling good. I had to take the action to dive in there, and then the action to bring it into a space where I had the support with somebody who could help me navigate the direction that I wanted to go. So hopefully you can relate to that, and you can plug that into any area of your life that you might be feeling this kind of heaviness, that just take an action, get your own feedback, and then decide which way that you want to go. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, this can help you overcome your procrastination. Is there any other procrastinators out there? Because woof. Okay. This is a part of myself that I am all too familiar with, because procrastination, it can often arise from uncertainty or fear of failure. And by taking small tangible, like manageable steps toward this task, goal, vision, whatever it is, you can gradually start to overcome some of this procrastination. So if you've been putting off a big project, just like I was saying, try breaking it into small little bite-sized tasks and tackling one thing at a time. That way you can find a clear path to get to where you're going, right? So instead of looking at this big thing, like I was talking about in the first topic or the first talking point, instead of looking at this huge big thing that's like 6 months down the line, start to break it down into bite-sized pieces. And this is going to help you not sit there with that doom and gloom of like, I have to do this thing in 6 months. And 6 months is 6 months from now. That's however many days. Let me just wait until next week. And then let me just wait until next week. And then before you know it, it's 5 months. And before you know it, it's 4 months. And you just keep pushing it down the road. So if you can take an action step by looking at this big thing, chunking it down to bite-sized steps and little nuggets, you're going to be able to avoid and get out of that procrastination hole way quicker than if you would have waited until the last month and then you're like, oh shit, I only have 30 days. Now I have to do 6 months worth of work. And maybe it's not even possible at that time, especially if this is like a health or fitness related goal that you can't, it's almost physically impossible to squeeze a 6 month goal, especially health and fitness, into a 30-day window. It's just most likely not possible. So if you're looking to step outside of this procrastination loop in this wheel, in this cycle, just take the action steps of breaking it down. And this look can look like tangibly. All right, take an hour. Let's look at this thing, whatever it is. Let's break it down into X amount of pieces. And let's just do step one. Let's start with one and not have to worry about step 2 to 99 or to 100, right? So this is going to help taking that big scary thing that's X amount of days away or years or months or whatever, and bringing it into a realistic time frame that you can actually start to make traction with. So hopefully that was helpful, because that has helped me and have saved me in so many areas of my life where I'm like, I don't have to take on this huge thing right now. All I have to do is take one step. And then from that step, you're going to be building even more confidence within yourself, which is number three. Is from that, once you start achieving these small bite-sized things, your confidence through these action steps is going to skyrocket. Does that make sense? Like, now you're going to have the faith and the confidence in yourself to be like, yeah, I did that. What's next? Yeah, I did that. What's next? Because a lot of this confidence comes from the consistency. And if you become consistent in these small, tangible, actionable items, your confidence is going to increase. It's going to be like this cycle-breaking, amazing season of your life that now you're becoming this leader of your own life. Like, you have the sovereign choice, the sovereignty to choose these things. Number one, have the discernment of where you want to make these moves. And if you go all in on just these small little actionable items, and I'm not saying to go out and overly structure and schedule your life with goals and like achievements. That's not what I'm saying at all. Because in life, you have to have, we strive to have, the beautiful blend of the masculine and feminine dynamic, right? So with this, you're going to be pulling in and starting to embody more of that confidence within yourself by creating space in your schedule just for these small items. And sometimes they'll be bigger, right? Sometimes it'll be a bigger task. But if we are allowing ourselves to structure in these small moments, you're going to have so much more space for flow in your life, because you're doing the things that you said that you were going to do, ding, 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 builds confidence, in a way smaller amount of time than dragging out hours or days of your week by this daunting thing that is whatever it is, because now you're just taking small actionable steps and you're getting more clarity from it. Like, can you think about that for a moment? Like, allow yourself to drop into that energy and those vibes for a hot minute of like, oh shit, I'm just going to look at my schedule. I'm going to look at my weekly schedule. Look at these visions or goals or dreams that I have for myself. Allow myself to break them down to avoid the procrastination. Take action on them. Assess them once I take that action. Figure out if it worked or felt good. Reassess my next step. And then you're just going to keep moving. Like, that sounds pretty good to me. That sounds real good to me. I don't know about you, but that's the energy that I'm bringing for 2024, truly. Okay. Next is all about taking action. It's going to be exposing you to new information or new experiences, right? So now you're just learning. You're adding a learning element from taking these next steps. And yes, this is going to be life experience, learning about yourself, but also learning about whatever it is, whatever avenue that you're going down, you're just gaining more information. And with more information, you have new choices now. Now you have new information brought to the situation experience, and now you have options and you have choices. Because once you gain more knowledge, you're like, oh, I didn't realize, or I didn't know that, or I didn't learn that last month. So now with this new piece of information, this is actually going to change the course of where I'm going based off of this new fact. So let's say you're growing something on social media. Okay. I'm not a social media expert by any means. I'm just using this as an example. Let's say you're launching a product or you're creating something for social media and you get now new information. Let's say you invested in a digital workbook that gives you all these new reels trends. I was going all in on this one thing that I was creating, but now with this new information, what's coming up in the industry now for next month, I'm just going to pivot whatever that thing was based off of this new information. And now I'm going to take an action step from that, and then I'm going to move forward. So now you're just gaining information from educating yourself to make better choices. Boom. And our last one, oh man, oh man, oh man. I don't know if this is because this can be me. If I'm in a healthy place, not so much. If I am in a not so healthy place, this is me. Overthinking. Dun, dun, dun. Right? Overthinking can lead to like this analysis paralysis. You know what I'm talking about? Prevent you from making any decisions. Like you can't even, this is what happens to me. Like I don't even have a brain cell. Like my brain cannot function when I'm in this space and I just like shut everything off to the world. And that can either be a coping mechanism. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it protects me. And then other times I'm just like, I'm just dead to the world right now. I need to retreat for a moment, intentionally reassess things, and then come back, right? But by taking action, you're almost gonna, I don't like to use the word force, but you're pushing yourself to move forward and deal with whatever is on the other end, whether it's positive or negative, right? So we're making a choice, and by avoiding or trying to get out of this analysis paralysis, you're just gonna gently push yourself a little bit to move forward, allowing yourself not to get attached to whatever the outcome is. This is a big one, and I would love to do an entire episode about the attachment over things and situations. But if you are able to detach yourself from the outcome, make the move anyway, no matter what comes out the other end, knowing that you are fully capable of handling whatever the quote unquote consequences are, whether they're positive or negative, you're going to be on fire. Like this is going to be an unstoppable force heading into 2024, truly. If you can start to implement even one of these things, right? You're gaining clarity through experience, taking action. You're going to be overcoming your procrastination. You're going to be building confidence. You're going to be gaining new information, educating yourself, hopefully reducing some of the overthinking that we go into by just making a choice. Because think about it, how often are you sitting with a choice because we're too concerned with what's going to happen? What are they going to think? What are people going to judge me about? Like, how am I blah, 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 blah. If you could just make the choice and move forward and have some of that unfuckwithable energy. I mean, think about that just for a little minute. Like think about that. You will be undeniable, unstoppable. I'm not saying go out and be an asshole. That's not what I'm saying. It's like, I'm going to make this thing and I don't care what bridges I burn and who I hurt. That's absolutely not what I'm saying. I'm saying have that choice, like truly that aligned choice of like, let's say you just want to push post on a post or a reel that you've created, right? You're not an asshole for pushing post, right? People are going to have their opinions no matter what. If you could bring yourself to press post and not sit with the idea of pressing post or share for days or weeks, think about how much more you could accomplish in your life if you were to free up that mental space. And this was just an example. I'm using that as an example because it's tangible, right? Not everyone loves social media. I'm not saying you need to be on social media, but if this is relevant for you, or plug in any other situation in your life, maybe it's having a conversation, a tough conversation that you want to have with somebody. And I've been here. multiple times where you're just sitting and thinking about it of like, well, this thing could happen, then this thing could happen, or this could happen, or this could happen. Either way, it's going to happen. And whatever reaction from the external place, it's not your responsibility. It's not your responsibility. Even if it's a social media post, you post something that activates or triggers somebody, that's their reaction and not yours. And it's not your responsibility, right? Unless you're creating something completely like an asshole would create, right? That's not what I'm saying to do. But you get what I'm saying here. Think about how much your life could start to shift if you were to implement just a few of these things, and they're small micro moments. This isn't, again, like we said, this is not looking at the whole 6 month or year long vision and tackling every single thing right now. This is just breaking these things down into tangible micro bite-sized pieces that you're able to continue to have traction on and move the needle. Boom. That's all I have for you today. I hope you love this episode. If you got any value from listening to this podcast, I would love a rating and review. It would be so helpful in how this show is pushed out there on all of the platforms and to really share these things with other people, or even take a screenshot and share it over on Instagram. I absolutely love, love, love hearing the takeaways or just seeing who's listening, and make sure to tag me. I'm over at Mallory Campbell on Instagram, and stay tuned for some new amazing digital products, events, workshops, retreats. All of these things are headed your way and you will be hearing them soon. Thanks, guys. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.